Food inflation has been a reality for anyone buying groceries in the past couple of years, but it disproportionately affects those with lower incomes. With the declared pandemic health emergency officially ending Thursday, many emergency programs put in place to reinforce the social safety net are sunsetting. This increases pressure on local food banks like the Emergency Family Assistance Association, or EFA, in Boulder. But letter carriers are stepping up to keep their shelves stocked. Joining me in the studio are Walter O'Toole, food bank manager of EFA, and Diane Santoyo, National Association of Letter Carriers, Branch 642, coordinator of the Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive. Thanks to you both for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Diane, let's start with you. What is the Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive, and how long has it been going on?
Thank you, Shannon and KGNU, for having us this morning and your help and support in spreading the word of our 31st annual food drive happening this Saturday, May 13th. It's one of the largest, or the largest, food drive across the country. Right now, across America, and right here in Boulder, Lafayette, and Louisville, letter carriers are preparing to deliver food drive bags and postcards as well to the mailboxes of our customers, announcing again this Saturday, May 13th, our food drive is happening, and for them to fill a bag of non-perishable food, leave it at their mailbox in time for their letter carrier, and we will take care of the rest.
And these bags, I believe these are the yellow plastic bags with different logos, KGN uses among them,
right.
That have been, it arrived in my mailbox last week.
Wonderful.
So you know what to do with it now.
Right.
Walter, how long has EFA partnered with the letter carriers for the Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive?
Yeah, I think it's been over 20 years.
Right.
Now.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, it's huge. It's the biggest food drive that we have all year by a factor of seven.
Wow.
Seven times larger than the next largest food drive. We absolutely rely on this partnership, especially it's happening in May, and most of our food drives happen around November and December in the holidays. And so it's really a very impactful boost to the shelf-stable foods that we have available for our families.
Okay, well, let's talk about just how much impact there is. How much food, as in pounds or tons, does this drive bring into EFA?
Yeah, so last year in 2022, it was nearly 25,000 pounds of food. That is equivalent roughly to about 20,000 meals. And it's worth nearly $50,000 at least. Basically, you know, it's enough to stock our food pantry with shelf-stable and canned goods for about 1 month. So it really solidifies us for the spring.
Let's take this region-wide to our listeners as well who are in Fort Collins, Denver, Netherlands. How can they participate, or is it an option with the letter carriers in their region?
As far as I know, it's across America. Like I said before, the largest single-day food drive in America. So, yes, across the region, they will also have food drive bags in their mailbox as well as postcards. To your question before, I'm sorry, the very first national food drive was back in 1993. And since then, letter carriers and volunteers in their community have collected 1.82 billion pounds of food. Last year, letter carriers in the Boulder County collected, as Walter said, 37,000 pounds of food. So many thanks to our customers, including our business partners and partners that have helped us with their help and support.
Walter, the pandemic emergency response programs to ensure food security during the pandemic have been withdrawn one by one. What have you seen as the concrete impacts from your perspective as the food bank manager of EFA?
Yeah, so that's a great question. And we have seen a pretty close correlation of those programs sunsetting and more families coming and individuals coming to EFA for food services. So right now we probably see about 625 families and individuals every week. In 2020, when there was the most coronavirus assistance programs and responses available, that number was more like 250. So,
you close know, to triple.
It's close to triple, yeah. And it, you know, didn't happen overnight, but pretty much every time, yeah, one of these programs sunsets, we see an increase in the amount of folks who need our food services, and particularly with the recent sunsetting of the SNAP benefits, we've seen a big increase there. And also we see sort of anecdotally that people need more food when they come to us because, you know, they're trying to fill that gap of missing SNAP benefits. And so, yeah, it's definitely put a strain on our ability to provide enough food for everybody who comes through the door. We're doing it, and this food drive is a huge, huge help.
So we know how people who are able to can help by placing food in the bags outside of their door on Saturday. How can people who may need the help get in touch with EFA?
Sure. So for food assistance, you can just come during our shopping hours, which are 12 to 4:30 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and 12 to 7 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays. No appointments needed for food services. You arrive, and if you've never used our services before, there'll be a brief form that you fill out for intake. But beyond that, you can come once a week and get groceries for you and your family.
My guests today have been Walter O'Toole, Food Bank Manager of the Emergency Family Assistance Association, or EFA, and Diane Santoyo of the National Association of Letter Carriers. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.